Dreamscape presents The Lights of Prague by Nicole Jarvis, narrated by Pete Cross. 1. Prague, 1868. Dark water reflected the line of gas lamps along the path, the rippling lights echoing the stars stretching overhead. Fog twisted around the lamps behind Domek, the fire inside illuminating the mist like streams of smoke. The old town was quiet at this hour. Buildings were cramped and towering along the river, looking as though they might tip forward if not for their brothers holding them in place. Ahead, Charles Bridge arched over the Vltava toward the castle. After the recent storm, the river was swollen and heavy. Domek nudged the next lever with the end of his pole, and a stream of gas flowed into the lamp. Flipping the pole, he used a match and red phosphorus block to strike the wad of cotton aflame and lifted the fire to the open glass casing. He could tell the moment just before the flame touched gas, like a breath of anticipation. After a moment of stillness, the first mantle ignited into blue flame, and then with a series of small pops, the other three burst to life. The sudden light was a welcome visitor in the dark evening. Lingering for a moment, Domek watched the flames dance inside the glass lantern. Then he pulled away his pole, blew out the small fire, and moved on. Cobblestones gleamed underfoot from the rain earlier in the evening. Like a giant sated after a hearty meal, Prague, after a storm, was content and slow. Most of the citizens were tucked away in their homes and would stay there until dawn. For Domek, though, the night was only beginning. Domek stopped at the next lamppost and set the metal end of his pole to the gas valve, then froze when a scream pierced the night. High and shrill, it echoed across the river and cut off after a staccato burst. It was what he had been waiting for. Leaving his pole behind, Domek moved forward into the darkness, feet light and swift on the uneven cobblestones. The lamps ahead were unlit, and only the light from the crescent moon overhead fell onto his path. Spying nothing along the river, he slid onto Charles Bridge, where sandstone and copper statues of venerated saints lined the rails, a row of guardians black-stained and decaying from centuries of pollution. As he walked, holding his bag at his side to hide its rattle, he kept a careful watch on the looming statues.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?